Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Dave Anderson is back with us. Dave is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He joins us on a regular basis to share his pearls of wisdom, to cast his pearls of wisdom before us, and he does it on a does it very well too, by the way, folks. He's the author of so many books. I couldn't carry all of them into the studio, including his new series, the TKO series, the TKO hiring, TKO management, TKO strategies and sales, I should say. And it's 10 knockout strategies for recruiting, also for selling, also for managing. And that's just the latest series of books he's been writing. And he's our good friend, Dave Matthews. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dave Anderson. I'm sorry. Welcome back to the show.
I don't sing as well as Dave.
I know. I don't know where that came from.
Well, you must have been listening to him on the break.
Well, you know, you're almost, you know, he's almost as handsome as you are. And I guess I was looking at your picture and I thought, hey, this guy looks like Dave Matthews.
Well, I'll trade my book royalties for his record royalties.
No kidding. You know, I was noticing the other day. How much money this guy makes. He makes a lot of money.
He does real well. I don't think he's had much of a recession right now.
No, I don't think so either. So Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the other Dave is here, and our good friend. Hey, Dave, they tell me we're in a recession.
Right.
And I denied it for a long time, but now I guess I'm going to have to. The evidence is so compelling that, you know, if you don't acknowledge it, you look like you're not living in reality.
Right.
So I decided that I would instead of denying it, which I did for most of 08, when we really had evidence that we could deny it, but now it's not that so much that way. And I've been talking to my audience about making sure that we realize a couple of things. Number one, that in 2009, survival is a success strategy.
Yes.
And number two, tempering all that with this, and that is that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
That's
might as well
right.
be you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like you. I didn't really acknowledge it through 08. I don't think they were even sure in 08 that it was officially won until the end of the year. And now, boy, it's like when they found out it was, they don't want to let you forget about it, you know.
Right, right.
And they're going to beat it into your head. But, and you know, your head game right now is an important game. You know, what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your psyche, your attitude every day? I mean, especially as the leader of your organization, because it really, people are looking at you and they're wondering, you know, how bad is it? Am I going to be here? You know, what's going on? And so, boy, if there's ever a time for a leader to stand up and really lead, this is it. It's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. No question about it. You got some ideas on that, don't you?
Well, you know, and there's several mistakes, you know, that I see that people make, little things in a recession that you really have to be aware of and avoid, because you do enough of these little things and all of a sudden you're not around anymore. Sometimes, you know, when you're watching a ball game, it's not always the best team that wins. It's the one that makes the fewest mistakes.
That's right.
And so we got to watch out for the mistakes. You know, one of them that I noticed over and over again is in a recession, it seems like people start panicking and they focus more on new prospects than on their old customers.
Right.
And, you know, you've got fewer dollars maybe to leverage market-wise, and you have got to really leverage those dollars to the people who are the easiest to reach, the easiest to get back in, the most
likely to buy. They already know you. They already love you.
They already know you. They're most likely to buy when they come in. They're more likely to pay you more when they do come in, depending on what you're selling. They're not going to shop you everywhere.
Right.
And these are the people that we ignore. And we go for these Hail Mary promotions, looking for a silver bullet to pull us out of the mess. you know, wasting time and dollars on these long shot things and trying to attract new people. And there's nothing wrong with the new people, but don't forget about the easiest folks,
right,
the ones that are going to get you through this. It's not the new prospects that are going to get you through this. If you've been in business any time at all, it's going to be your old customers. What are you doing to get them back in?
And they're the ones that you know where they live. You could go call on them face to face.
Absolutely. You already have a relationship. There's already a basis of trust. It's, you know, and it's not always just reducing your prices, which is another thing that people start to do, is they start to cheap sell their products and services, but it's coming up with different products and services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than come up with a, rather than slash the price of what you've got, come up with a lower priced product or service that might get them back in.
Or add value, or add value some way. That,
yes.
In other words, and the point you're making is a good one. We've talked about this in the past on the show, Dave, because, you know, you don't want to diminish the value of your lead brand.
No,
but it's okay
don't.
To add value in other ways. And we're going to talk about this some more, folks. We've got to take a quick break. Dave Anderson, not Dave Matthews, but the other handsome guy, Dave Anderson, is going to be with us again right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
It's like a dream come true.
ZZ Top bringing us back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Rough Boy. That's the name of that song. One of their classics. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I built it for you. No barriers to entry. We'd love to have you come and check out our stuff and use it to your advantage. If you go to, if you check out my blog while you're there, I think you'll like that. We post things to that, to the blog there that I've written on a regular basis. We've got my newsletter there. We can subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can see a sample there too, by the way. And you can check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's right off the homepage. You can listen to archives. You can read articles of topics, every topic under the Small Business Sun right there that I've done or my Brain Trust members have done on their own or with me. And you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between. We got something that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Dave Matthews. What? I can't get off of this, Dave Anderson. What is going on with me? Why have I got that in my head? I don't know.
Well, you must want him on your show.
I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm thinking about ants or something. I don't know. Dave Anderson, how many times have I said your name? I mean, you've been on the show 100 times. I think it may be early onset, Dave.
Yeah.
I think that's
what I started blaming.
I think that's what's going on. I got a momentous birthday coming up here, so maybe it's early onset. Anyway,
well,
Dave,
blame it on that anyway.
Dave Anderson, the famous Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, the author of a bunch of books, including the 10 Knockout Strategies series. And Dave, give us your website, please.
Yeah, it's learntolead.com. If you spell it out just like it sounds, learn, TOLEAD, at learntolead.com.
They can find your books there. They can find out where you're speaking,
right,
how to get you to speak. They can all, you got a bunch of inexpensive CD products too, don't you?
We do, and we've got like 400 plus free training articles there. People can print
Thank
off
you.
And use. It's just a good resource.
You know, Dave, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
well, right now, you know, it helps to laugh a little bit.
You got to, don't you?
And, you know, so everybody, they're so uptight, and I'm not saying there's reason not to be, but my goodness, you got to take advantage of the little things and laugh here and there and lighten up
a little bit,
or you're not going to make it through this thing.
People who can't laugh at themselves, and I think that's a mistake that you didn't, probably not on your list. We're talking about some of the mistakes that people make in a recession that we need to avoid or stop doing. But I think that's one of the things that I've tried to do. You know, I'm like everybody else. I'm operating a business in the same economy everybody else is, Dave, just like you are.
That's right.
And, you know, I've just had to figure out how to laugh. And because I'll tell you, Dave, we're not going to get out of this thing alive.
Well, we
might as well eat the whole thing.
That's right. That's right. We are. That is certain. You know, one of the mistakes that we make, too, is we don't celebrate enough. And you say, well, there's not as much to celebrate. But what you have to do, you got to stop waiting for the home run and the grand slam and start looking for the little things. You know, we got to get better at celebrating singles, you know, and not just the home run and the grand slam. Because we need to shift the culture in our workplace. We've got to point to things that are going right and celebrate those and rally around around those and look for reasons to make a bigger deal out of some of those little things, because that does wake up a sleepy culture and elevate morale. We got to look for those things. Some days it's hard to find, but they're there. You just have to notice them and celebrate some of these singles we got going on.
That's exactly right. And you know, we have had, in the last few years, we've had quite a few young people to knock it out of the park awfully early in their life. And I think that's kind of spoiled the well for a lot of folks who haven't been able to pull that off, and they don't realize that most people, the path to success for most people is one step at a time, hitting singles and knocking people in.
It is. You know what? And sometimes it's the day that you fall off 11 pitches and you strike out, but you feel good that you that you brawled for a while and just didn't put the tail between the legs and go home.
Exactly. We got these sports metaphors going, haven't we? What are some other mistakes that you see people make, Dave?
Well, they cut back on training, and here's the mistake with that. You're seeing fewer opportunities, so you've got to do a better job of maximizing the ones that you're seeing. And you can't maximize the fewer opportunities you're seeing if people have not upgraded their skills, if they're not sharp, if you've let their knowledge and their skill base diminish. And so what's interesting is, Jim, right now there's more time to train. There's more downtime. And so you got to turn the downtime into prime time, and these people say, well, I can't afford to spend the money on this or that. Well, use the resources you already have, role play the scripts you already know, study the products, practice the presentations on what you already have.
With all of the online capability and all of the high value, low price things like the stuff that you offer and other people offer, Dave, there's no excuse for not training. So here's the irony, Dave. You call these guys 2 years ago and say, how about some training? They tell you, hey, I don't have time. We're too busy. I don't need training now.
Exactly.
We can't fill all the orders we already got.
so
then
true.
You call him up today and he's got plenty of time and you say, hey, how about some training? Well, I just can't afford it. Well, so here's the question, folks. When are you going to do it?
That's right. That's right. And you've got people right now with downtime, and they need structure in their day. It's really hard to be inspired when you're bored. And so training and staying sharp and staying focused and looking at and listening to motivational material and building your skills, building your confidence, it's a wonderful way to keep people alert and engaged and to make them more productive, because do the math. You're seeing fewer opportunities. You better be able to nail the ones you are seeing, and you don't do
that if
you let your people get sloppy.
Well, and part of the training could be dealing with what's going on right now. It could be short-term purpose. Have a short-term purpose.
Yes, it can.
For how to maximize what's going on right now. Because, Dave, I believe that 2009 as a year will stand alone. I think it's going to be different from 2008, and I think 2009 is going to be a lot different from 2010.
Yes,
I think it's going to be a standalone year. We need to be training about managing our business in 2009. Stand by, quick break. Dave Anderson and I will be back after these messages. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. That's Bringing in the Years. Is that the name of that song? I think so. Reeling in the Years. That's right. Not Bringing in the Years. Thanks, Raj. Reeling in the Years. He has the advantage of being able to read. I don't know. I'm just listening. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's still a good song, regardless. Dave Anderson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? The dummy got it right. Dave Anderson, our good friend, the author of many books, including the 10 Knockout Strategies series. There are 3 of those books so far, right, Dave?
Yeah, 3 of those so far. And I have a different book, not in that series, that's actually going to be coming out in August.
All right, now in this series you got one on hiring, one
right.
on sales, and one on management, and
right.
they can find that at your website. Learn
on the website, at Amazon, sure, just about anywhere.
And the website again is
learntolead.com.
Learntolead.com. So check
right.
that out, folks. And the new book is going to be on.
It's going to be called How to Run Your Business by the Book, and the book being the Bible, actually. It's going to be principles we can get out of there to do a better job of running our business.
Well, I hope you plan to launch that book on this show.
I'd love to. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Absolutely. We'll launch it on the show. No questions asked. It's whatever you need, we'll help you with it, because we like what you do. Talk to us about it. Let's talk about another one of these mistakes you say people make in a recession.
Cutting expenses. What's interesting is people drag it out, and it becomes like a a form of water torture. You know, it's like they're going to cut the bottled water this week, the cleaning service next week, two employees the week after. And it's really, really wise to try to get as much over with at once as you can. Get it behind you, bring closure, tell everybody, listen, we're better off now, we're all safer because this has been done. Now let's get on with our work. Because when you continue to drag it out, it's really a distraction and demoralizing. And I know in a tough economy, you may have to make a series of cuts. You know, you think you have it all done, then you got to come back and do it again. But don't do the every week thing or even the every month thing. Get it over with. Cut once, cut all, and get on with it.
Yeah, I hope that's what's happened with a lot of these big companies.
Oh,
I hope that they, you know, they've cut pretty deep, a lot of them have.
Yeah, they have.
And I hope that they've done enough, because we all need to see some upturn. You know, we don't need to keep doing the Chinese water torture. And that's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly what I'm saying. Yes. That just prolongs the agony. I mean, that's just, it's like, Jim, if you knew you were going to have to lose one of your hands, God forbid, but if you, wouldn't you rather lose it at once rather than have a finger ripped out one at a time over a period of weeks?
Ooh.
You know, just.
You're right. Well, you're exactly right. And the thing is, though, Dave, let's be honest, though, small business owners have a hard time dismembering their companies.
Yep.
I mean, we worked so hard to put them together. Now you're talking about dismembering them, and certain cuts hurt our feelings. It hurts our pride.
Right.
And those are the hardest to do. And I'll tell you, I will tell you, a lot of small business owners don't make it because they don't cut quick enough or deep enough.
They don't go far enough, fast enough to make a difference. No.
But it's not. I don't want anybody to think that you and I think this is easy.
Oh, it's not easy. It's one of the hardest things you do. But, you know, this is where your leadership medal gets tested and made. And, you know, an average college junior can make 90% of the decisions we make every day. You're getting paid to make the other 10%. And part of those 10%, you know, part of those 10% are deciding when to cut and what to cut and to do it and make a difference and go on. It's not easy. It's excruciating.
One of the things I'd like to, for all of us to learn, Dave, and these are the kinds of things that what I'm about to say is the kind of things we need to learn in a time like this, so we can at least get some benefit from what's going on. And that is, next time you're putting together some new relationships, think about, when you go into them, think about, what would this look like if I have to dismantle it?
Exactly.
Well, that's an important thing, isn't it?
That's a great point. That's a good thing to look at. You know, another thing you got to be careful not to do now is hide, Jim. You know, a lot of times leaders, they don't even realize they're hiding, but it's like they've got this bunker mentality, and they're afraid to face people, and they're just waiting for something to change. They're waiting for better news. They're spending too much time in their offices or away
inside their four walls.
Oh, I know. And see, when people don't hear from us, they assume the worst. No news is not good news.
And I'll tell you one person who you must talk to at a time like this, and that's your banker.
Oh, that's for sure.
You got to make sure you're contacting your banker, because if you wait till your banker needs to contact you, you're already in trouble.
You're already in trouble. That's right.
And the banker, nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker, Dave.
Oh, boy. And I'll tell you what, they're scared and they're doing some flaky things right now. You better communicate with them.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave, give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's learntolead.com.
You can find his books, his CDs, all the things that he has there. A lot of free stuff. Dave Anderson. Dave, thanks for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
Looking forward to the next time. You'll be here before then, but let's make sure we launch that new book in August.
Let's do it.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.